everything all right. And I'm saying in my mind, God, Lee, boy, this man is really, really, really messing with me. But as I went on, I was able to bear the pain. And as I went on, you know what happened? It worked itself out. That splinter worked itself out. I was able to pull the splinter out of my foot. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to tell you, praise the Lord. Your problem, praise the Lord, that you got, God going to cause your problem to work itself out. You may not even see it, but he going to cause your problem to work itself out. He going to take your problem, praise the Lord, and turn your problem around, praise the Lord. You going to forget that you had the problem. That's why he said, leave your burden at the door when you come into the house of the Lord. Leave it at the door, praise the Lord, because in here, praise the Lord, the joy, the peace in here. When you put it in the Lord's hand. How many want to put it in the Lord's hand tonight? How many want to put it?
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
All right, T, here we go. Cause see, we just want to let the devil know that the saints of the Most High God are making a come up. You see, no longer will we just accept these generational curses and demonic attacks. And we hereby serve notice that we're taking back our families and we're taking back our homes and churches. And you might as well get ready, devil, cause we come to take the city.
To stand, declare the truth to every man, yeah. The bell is rung, it's time to get it on. There's no more time for playing games. Get ready for change, God's about to do a new
And now, ladies and gentlemen, saints and friends, the preacher.
In the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, the Bible says that Moses sent out 12 spies. He said for you to go out and spy out the land and see how it is. Now, it amazes me how 12 different men can go to the same place, see the same thing, and come back with conflicting reports. Ah, because the scripture says when Moses questioned the spies that he said that there were Hittites there, and there were Jebusites there, and there were Amorites there. They said the land was flowing with milk and honey, but there were just too many enemies. Ah, but I like what Caleb has to say, because the scripture says that Caleb had another spirit. He said, let us go over and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, we find that Moses goes off the scene, and it begins the Joshua generation. Ah, but God tells him one thing. He says that wherever your foot shall tread, I've given it to you as a possession. Oh, we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout now that God has given us the city.
I was to die for. thought I was to die for. You sacrificed your life so I could be free. Hallelujah.
If y'all feel like standing up, come on. I want you to know the blood rushes to the place that hurts the most. Are you living in chaos and everything is going wrong? Is your heart hurting, aching, and all your hopes are gone? Well, are you still it's getting harder, harder to pray? Are you beginning to wonder about the prayer you prayed yesterday? Seems like the answer is never coming, and you're just barely hanging on. Because the blood rushes to the belief
that hurts the most.
Now listen to this.
was the day that wait on the Lord. He said, I renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. When you wait on him, he'll bring that wandering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you asked the Lord to spare a sick loved one's life and they died anyhow? Well, what you need to do is have faith in God and realize that God does not make mistakes. I know he doesn't. He deals with patience. Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her? And somebody else walks down the aisle with them. Told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on. Good God Almighty, what do? When I lay my hands on a house, God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I've got another building. I've got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this: I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way. I'm gonna wait on the Lord. No matter what people say.
People. This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, we lift it high.